From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama defended his administration's performance during the Egyptian uprising today. NPR's Maura Liasson reports he's brushing aside criticism. His message and strategy had at times been less than clear.
President Obama said that in a complicated situation, his administration got it about right. He pointed to the fact that President Mubarak departed peacefully and that there was relatively little violence or anti-American or anti-Israeli sentiment among the demonstrators. Going forward, President Obama said he supported the aspirations of young pro-democracy protesters in other Middle Eastern countries, but that ultimately what happens in each of those countries will be determined not by the U.S., but by their own citizens. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she is taking steps to promote free speech in cyberspace. The Internet played a key role in helping protesters topple the rulers of Egypt and Tunisia, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman details.
Secretary Clinton describes the Internet as the 21st century meeting place and says governments that try to stifle free speech there will eventually find themselves boxed in.
They will face a dictator's dilemma and will have to choose between letting the walls fall or paying the price to keep them standing.
Her speech came as Republicans on Capitol Hill released a report criticizing her for sitting on millions of dollars meant for technology to help activists get around government firewalls. Clinton says she will invest $25 million in technology and training, but says there is no silver bullet in the struggle against internet repression. As she put it, there's no app for that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is confirming a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent is dead and another is wounded after an attack in Mexico today. According to U.S. Embassy officials, the two agents on official business were en route from Mexico City to Monterrey, Mexico, when they were attacked. Officials say the critically wounded agent died from his injuries. The other is said to be in stable condition. President Obama, commenting on his recently unveiled budget package, says it will take both parties working together to determine how to deal with some of the government's biggest expenses. The $3.7 trillion package Mr. Obama sent to Congress largely ignores views of the White House's own deficit commission, which has called for cuts to entitlement programs, including Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Republicans are quick to dismiss the president's spending proposal. Republican Paul Ryan chairs the House Budget Committee.
One of the best things we could do for the economy today is put in place a plan that gets this deficit and debt under control. Why did you duck?
House Republicans have pushed through a bill of their own to chop $61 billion from the budget for the current fiscal year. However, the president said if it reaches his desk, he will veto it. Stocks trended lower today, apparently on concerns that while retail sales rose last month, the gain was not as strong as many forecasters had expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 41 points. The Nasdaq dropped 12 points. You're listening to NPR. Striking truckers in Colombia have blocked some roads in the Andean nation. Now 13-day-old job action forcing thousands to walk and hampering exports in the country. Tens of thousands of truckers have been on strike since February 3rd after the government moved to eliminate minimum freight rates. The strike has prompted fears a number of key exports, including coffee, could be slowed. The Truckers Association has said it will meet with the country's elected officials but has vowed to stay firm in its demands. Jasper Johns is the first painter to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 34 years. NPR's Zoe Chase reports the president honored him today at the White House.
When President Obama welcomed this year's Medal of Freedom recipients to the White House, he said this.
Some of you have been here before.
That's true at least for one of Jasper Johns' paintings, which the Obamas hung in their private quarters. The president said Johns' paintings, the most famous possibly being his series of American flags rendered in different perspectives, challenged the boundaries of what art could be. Mr. Obama also noted the artist's humility.
As he said, I assumed that everything would lead to complete failure, but I decided that it didn't matter. That would be my life. We are richer as a society. Because it was. Jasper, you've turned out fine.
Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Southern California man who preyed on investors and distressed Spanish-speaking clients has been sentenced to 22 years in prison. Prosecutors contend 47-year-old Juan Rangel ran what amounted to a Ponzi scheme, reportedly took in some $30 million from more than 500 investors. Rangel was to have received a 15-year jail term. However, the judge opted for the higher sentence due to the effect of the scheme on victims. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington. Support for